Do you know, when I was in junior school, I took what was known as the 11 plus exam. I don't know whether they do that now, probably not. And it was an exam to enable me to get into the high school. So it decided whether I went to the high school or the comprehensive school. And there's a question on my exam which said this: where do you go to buy a cup of tea? And there were some answers you had to choose from. A, a grocer's. B, a newsagent's. C, a cafe. Or D, a library. You probably know the answer. That's very good. I said library, you see. And, you know, people thought that was a bit strange because you didn't get a cup of tea from a library in those days. Now, in my defence, either I didn't understand the question, which is possible for me, or I didn't understand the answers, which is also possible, or I was ahead of my time. Don't you go to a bookshop now and get a cup of tea. I was there setting the trend. But the examiners chose not to believe me, and I ended up at the local comprehensive rather than the high school. Probably wasn't based on that question, but you know. But today I draw encouragement from Mary, Mary and Joanna. If you have a news sheet inside, there's a little extract from the Bible which talks about Mary, Mary and Joanna. They went to the tomb of Jesus on Easter Sunday morning. And I draw encouragement from them because I think to myself, why make a little mistake on your 11 plus when you could make a huge mistake on Easter morning and be remembered throughout history, like these three ladies? Because you see, Mary, Mary and Joanna, three women, woke up early on Easter morning and they wanted to get round and down to Jesus' tomb. So they prepared some spices, which in these days I guess we'd take flowers, and they hurried down to the tomb of Jesus. But when they got there, they found that the stone had been rolled away. And when they looked inside, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Instead, to their horror, they were confronted by two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning. I guess we could probably assume they were angels these days. So they were confronted by these men, and they bowed down to the ground, petrified. And the angels said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" The angels looked at these three ladies and they said, "Why do you look for someone who is alive in a place where dead people are?" How embarrassing! They went to the wrong place. It's worse than the answer on my exam, isn't it? They went down to a place where people are dead to find someone who was alive. I can just imagine if they were taking their 11 plus. So, Mary, Mary and Joanna, where do you find living people? A, a grocer's. B, a newsagent's. C, a cafe. Or D, a tomb. I imagine they'd have been down the local comprehensive with me rather than the high school. Mind you, the disciples didn't fare any better, did they? Because Mary, Mary and Joanna, on hearing this news, rushed to tell the 11 and all the others what had happened. And what did these followers of Jesus say? "Oh, Mary, Mary and Joanna, we knew Jesus would rise. It's no surprise." No. The words in the Bible say they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Or, if you like, they thought the women were just engaging in idle chatter. It's about right, isn't it? So you see, here we are. The comprehensive is full. Me, Mary, Mary, Joanna, and all the disciples. Everyone getting it wrong on Easter Sunday. You see, the point is, here were three women and 11 disciples. Three women who had followed Jesus. Three women who had heard his teaching. Three women who had watched Jesus die and followed his body to the tomb. And here were 11 disciples who had spent time with Jesus day after day and heard him say he would rise again. And yet, when it comes to Easter Sunday morning, they go looking for the living among the dead. What a strange thing for them to do. Looking for the living among the dead. Well, as we're on the theme of looking, I thought we'd look for things this morning. Namely, it's tradition, isn't it, to have an Easter egg hunt. Is it not? Please be seated. We sing about how Jesus came from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. He is risen this morning. And you know, it's interesting, isn't it, that we sit here at Easter and we say, Jesus is alive. And we play games and we have quizzes and we celebrate because it is a celebration. And we read stories about Mary and Joanna and we giggle a little bit and we think, oh, how embarrassing that they made that mistake. They went looking for the living among the dead when Jesus had come back to life. But then I was thinking to myself that even though we laugh and even though we look at that story with a bit of amusement because we know what happened, often we do exactly the same thing, don't we? You know, time and time again in our lives, we go looking for the living among the dead. I mean, it might be, you know, we have a bad day and so we go shopping, because that'll make us feel better. Or it might be we have an argument, so we go and eat something nice, because that'll improve things. Or it might be that we feel down, so we listen to some music, because that'll make us feel better. Or it could be that life isn't working, so we cut our hair, or we buy a lottery ticket, or we have a little drink, or we go to bed and sleep for days, or we buy the latest toy, the latest car, the latest house, the latest gadget. Something to make ourselves feel better. We have a disaster in our lives, and so we exercise a lot. We lose weight, or we put on weight. We read a self-help book, or we read a Christian book. We drink, or we bury ourselves in work. We do all sorts of things when lives aren't good, because inside we're hurting and we want to feel better. In other words, we go looking for the living among the dead. We look for life in things that in themselves are actually dead. What a strange thing for us to do. What a strange thing for us to do when we have someone here today who says to us, I am alive. I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. Jesus, who says, I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever. I was dead, says Jesus, but now I am alive. Why, when Jesus is alive, would we even consider going to dead things to make ourselves feel better? You know, the disciples, Mary and Joanna, could have spent their whole lives going back to the tomb with spices every year, going back to commemorate Jesus' death. But eventually, the reality of Jesus being alive took hold and their lives were transformed. They lived as if he was alive, and it changed them forever. And in the same way, you know, we could spend our whole lives coming to church every year to commemorate Jesus' death and to remember him coming back to life without it actually making a difference on our lives. But as people of God, you know, having someone who is alive and living is more than just remembering it. It's actually living in it. What's the point in looking for the living among dead things every day of our lives. When we have someone who says, here I am, here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with them and them with me. Jesus says today, here I am. Don't go looking among dead things. I am alive. Why look in other places when you can come to me and have life in all its fullness? Life today. Let's pray together before we sing our final song. Lord, I want to thank you for the fun we had this morning. I want to thank you that we can look for Easter eggs and we can do quizzes and we can enjoy ourselves and sing together and have fun in your presence. But I thank you that we do these things because of you, because you are alive. You're the one who creates fun and brings life. And you're the one who also brings life when we don't feel like having fun. Lord, I thank you that you say, I was dead, but now I am alive. Please help us to believe this and to live in it. For I ask it in your mighty name. Amen.